For many years, actors whose ancestors came from Asia and the Pacific Islands landed few major roles in Hollywood. And when they did appear, they were often typecast. But recently, Asian Pacific Americans have been getting better roles in film and TV. In a recent documentary, To Whom It May Concern, Kashen's Journey, actress Nancy Kwan looks back on her life. Kashen is her Chinese name. She was born in Hong Kong to a Chinese father and an English-Scottish mother. Kwan made her acting debut in 1960 in the world of Susie Wong. She was one of the first Asian actors to star in a Hollywood film.
When I started out, it was really just the beginning of producers realizing, hey, we better use an Asian to play an Asian role. Because that Hollywood, you know, in the old days, Asian roles were played by Caucasian actors.
A year later, Kwan went on to star in the hit musical Flower Drum Song. She played Linda Low, a nightclub singer and dancer.
I'm strictly a female, and my future I hope will be.
I love Flower Drum Song because it was the first film made with an all-Asian cast in a huge Hollywood film.
These days, Kwan says Asians are still not getting enough substantial roles. But as more writers, directors, and producers of Asian Pacific ancestry continue to work in the film industry, some say that's changing.
Well, we're in a lot better place, and we've got a way to go.
Hollywood film producer Chris Lee says things are very different today than they were 50 years ago. For example, in the 1961 movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, starring Audrey Hepburn, Mickey Rooney, a white actor, played her Japanese neighbor. And many of the Asian characters in the movies back then reflected negative stereotypes.
If you think back to some of the traditional ways that Asians have been portrayed on the screen, Breakfast at Tiffany's, 16 Candles, Asian characters tended to be joke characters. They tended to be comedic characters at best, but very often actually the butt of the jokes.
As the war in Vietnam escalated in the 1960s and 70s, Nancy Kwan says roles for Asian actors declined. The situation began to change after the fighting ended, and as more films came out of China and other parts of Asia, Americans got used to seeing Asians in leading roles on the silver screen. And that helped Asians in Hollywood.
And what's happened today is we actually have heroic figures. We actually have characters that are fully developed.
Lee says a number of films from the Joy Luck Club in 1993 to 2002's Better Luck Tomorrow helped pave the way. He says there are some good roles for Asian Pacific Americans, mainly in television. Grace Park and Daniel Day-Kim both star in the new Hawaii Five-O on CBS. Kim says that's real progress.
And the simple fact of the matter is, there are fewer jobs for Asian American actors than there are for Caucasian actors. So to have a role like this one, I think, is a huge step forward.
Mark Dacascos is also a regular member of the cast.
I'm Japanese and Irish from my mother's side, and Chinese, Spanish, Filipino from my father's side. Initially, I wasn't Asian enough, I wasn't white enough, I wasn't Hispanic enough. So it was very difficult. Now, more people of diverse backgrounds are becoming writers and producers, and it is opening up a lot more than it has been.
While these industry insiders say more should be done to advance Asian Pacific Americans in front of the camera, as well as behind it, they're hopeful things are looking up. But the younger generation isn't waiting. Some are bypassing the gatekeepers in Hollywood, starring in their own videos on the internet and YouTube, and connecting with a worldwide audience. For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.